Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
A man who had lost his job in the third quarter with a mixed extra point and a doinkaroo hits the longest field goal in franchise history to beat the Dolphins yesterday. Oh, my God, it feels so good.
It was an amazing game.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was. And once again, the Buffalo Bills come out victorious over the Miami Dolphins, 30-27 at home. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. That win felt great. Why are you making a face?
What? Because that nap they took in the first half.
Oh, man. You mean the one that has happened several times this year?
How about we fix that?
Oh, so, hey, Kimmy, right? Sean McDermott, tell him.
The first half.
Okay,
got it.
Well, what do you do?
What do you do? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to recap your picks for Friday. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it now.
The first half blew butt.
Kimmy, go ahead and hit the button so we can do it. Right now.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Friday from Tommy here on CMF. Over under, one half a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
That kid's had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And some of it out of his hands. I mean, the house burning down.
Yeah, sure.
These problems over here.
Great.
They're trying to get to the stadium.
Okay.
His quarterback has got issues.
Okay.
It's not good, Pat.
All right.
It's not good. It ain't happening.
So you're saying you don't think he's going to get a touchdown?
McDermott's going to just wall this kid in.
You could also make the argument he's due.
That is a legitimate, but
and
he
that's
ain't
the
due.
Argument you love to make. He's due.
So, but he old. He's also old.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but...
And that team is banged up. And no. Tua ain't the same Tua coming to
Tua
town.
Tua says he's healthy. He says
of
he's
healthy.
Of course
he said he was ready to play when he was doing jazz hands out there.
So to be clear... You are under one half a touchdown.
I'm under.
For Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Let's check on Tyreek Hill yesterday. 4 catches, 80 yards.
Yeah, you had a good run there.
Whatever you just said.
Yeah.
No touchdowns.
I know.
That has to be the best game Hill has ever played statistically
against
the Bills.
Yeah, he was definitely present in that game. Yeah.
It was a weird day because Tua played great.
Yeah.
He only missed on 3 passes all day long. Miami passed the ball well, they ran the ball well, and they still ended up losing that game. And we were throwing out theories this morning as to why this version of the Dolphins can't beat Buffalo. It may be as simple as this.
What's that?
The difference between winning and losing in this league is a QB that can get you a play when you need it. Because Josh does it. You need a play, Josh goes and gets that play 3 or 4 times a game. Tua had his best game ever against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remember a single throw yesterday that made you say, wow?
No.
Kimmy?
No.
The one thing I remember was when he lunged for that first down.
And
we're like, no, don't touch him. Like, even as a Bills fan, I'm like, oh my God, don't hit him. Just let him go.
But like, there isn't a moment that in that great game Tua had yesterday, there isn't a moment from that game.
I mean, not a lot of craziness. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, Josh will go get, he'll make his mistakes, but he's going to get you a play. Tua can't do it.
Well, he made those 2 amazing runs that got called back.
Josh, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even get me started about it. I don't like to be a guy that complains about the refs.
Mm.
See, I don't know why you were so upset. You're up. It's 1-0.
I
you got that going for you. Stop the count.
Okay.
Let's get to our second pick for a currently undefeated Tommy Boulay here on CMF. Over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Pat, would you say that the weather on Sunday is almost perfect football weather.
Yeah, I would agree. Yes.
It's going to be close. Dry.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Uh-huh.
Not too much wind.
Yeah. Yes.
But all the elements are there for Josh to have do what Josh does.
Best. Okay, let's not consider any of the straight facts.
What happened over here and over there.
Yeah, the last time they played this exact team.
Yeah, but they played it in Miami.
Okay.
This is perfect weather at home. Everybody's jacked to see Josh do his thing. He's going to do his thing.
So?
Yeah. He's gonna get 300 yards.
Okay.
And I don't care about James Cook and Davis over here and this guy over there.
Davis. You should.
Reserve.
No, you should. So to be clear, you are over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Yeah. Okay.
Josh Allen yesterday, 25 of 39, 3 touchdown passes, 235 yards.
He should have had more, man. He would have not gone stale in that first half. I mean, it was right for the day for 400 yards.
Look, it was another slow start for the Bills offense.
Slow? It was backwards.
Picked it up.
And they can be forgiven for what happened yesterday. First of all, Amari Cooper, late scratch with a wrist injury.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, remember when I said I was a little bit worried about trading a third-round pick for a 30-year-old wide receiver?
His wrist was wrapped on the sidelines,
too. But despite that, they found their groove in the second half. Also, you brought up that phantom holding penalty on Josh's run and touchdown pass, right? Like, he could have had 5 touchdowns yesterday if it wasn't for that.
He got the shaft, man.
He did. But if he ran that touchdown in, that doesn't count for passing yards.
I know.
And even with the passing yards not called back, still doesn't hit 300.
I bet you he'd be close.
He would need 65 more yards. They were red zone
He
plus.
Had it in him.
Okay. It's a Mule postgame excuse Monday. You're 1-1 right now, buddy.
Mm.
How do you know you're not going to finish this strong?
I know.
Third pick! Tommy on Friday, CMF. Over under 15 yards rushing for Tua.
I mean, that's a very small amount of yardage. That could just happen in a broken play, correct?
It can, but, I mean, there could be, look, we've seen Josh stop running.
Yeah.
There are plays where, at least, well, earlier in the season, there are plays where he could have taken off and he didn't do it. There could be a mandate, like, look, if you're going to go, you're going to stay put.
But they could be in desperation by the at a point in the game where he feels like he's got to do something.
And that's what scares me the most about that. Because that's how he got hurt against DeMar Hamlin. He was in desperation. Yeah. They were down big.
And I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to take the over.
You're taking over 15
yards
rushing.
I think the kid's going to get desperate, and he's going to try to run, and it's going to be not good.
Okay.
I don't think he moved at all, did he?
Let's see. He had 2 carries yesterday for 3 yards.
Jesus. 3 yards.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
I thought he had more than that, honestly.
I don't know.
You got the whole slide?
A couple times.
That slide could have been more yards.
Oh, they got I'll tell you what. We'll give you one more yard. Right. Still miss. Right. No, I mean, look, he didn't need to take off running. He was throwing the ball well.
And pretty well protected.
Well, look, it's not that he was well protected. That ball came out fast every play
it
on
really
purpose.
Did.
But to Kimmy's point about what she made earlier, everyone's heart stopped on that fourth down play.
And he lunged forward. It wasn't like he slid. He literally dove head first.
I mean, if you go back and look at the Bills players, too, you could tell there was a hesitation.
Yeah, like, I think there definitely
hands
was.
Up when he was going forward.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, so you still got 2 picks to go. You're 1-2. Well, you could end up positive here. You could.
Okay.
Let's get to our 4th pick from Tommy. Friday here on CMF. Do they win? It is by 6 or more.
Okay. I think that the Bills win.
And
they cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now you're done?
Well, I mean, what are you asking me beyond that?
I'm not asking you a thing. I'm not asking you a thing.
We're asking if you're done with your pick is what we're asking.
I mean, I see this being a hell of a game, Pat. Hell of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I'm thinking big things for the Bills,
oh my
baby.
0-5
against the spread. 0-5 against the spread.
Oh,
when they are favored by 4 or more since 2020.
I'm talking about a Ryan Dubby Miami Rice blowout.
No, Ryami Vice. We've been over this.
Better. I like the starch.
I love how you're dyslexic and you said it by accident once the wrong way, so now you're all in on it. That's great. This is fun for everybody. Let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Bills.
But they got the win.
Mm-hmm. But they were five. They had 5.5 points to cover. Mm-hmm. 30-27. That's a no.
Carry the two.
That's a no. I gave you the most valuable information anyone could have given you.
What's up?
Since 2020, the Bills were 0-5 against the spread.
That don't mean nothing.
When favored by 4 or more against the Dolphins. That is home and away. It happened again. And that is insane. That statistically, when the bigger the favorite the Bills are, the better chance they have for it to be a one-possession game. They are 0-6, the Bills, against the spread when they play the Dolphins when they're favored by 4 or more.
But you didn't bring it up enough.
I brought it up seven
you
different
really
times.
You didn't sell me on it.
Seven different times. You're a lousy salesman. So look, if you want to make $1 million next year, when that line comes out,
right,
first Bills-Dolphins game, if it's 4 or more, take the Dolphins to cover.
Right.
Write it down now. Put it in your calendar. And if it doesn't work, then you didn't hear it here. All right. Well, look, you can still go 2-3. Which, I mean, would be a pretty good one. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so let's get to Tommy's bonus pick from Friday here on CMF.
But not so fast, upset buddy.
God, I hate you so
Why? What's the matter?
Shut up.
What's the matter?
Shut up and just
what
do
you doing?
Stupid.
What is this?
I'm trying
not to punch you. I want to punch
you
so
punch?
Hard.
I know a buddy that can teach you how to punch.
Really?
Better.
Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here? I'll show you how I punch. How about that?
You have him flustered this morning.
Flustered is not the word.
I'm so mad right now.
What's your stupid ass bonus pick?
Okay, my bonus pick.
He doesn't even
yes,
have
I do.
Oh, do you have it?
So I say somebody in the Bills offense will get Offensive Player of the Week.
So there will be a Buffalo Bill that is
that will
AFC.
Be such an AFC Player of the Week. Because they're going to have such an outstanding performance. I don't know.
Has anybody gotten it yet this year?
Josh
had it.
Josh got it and early. James Cook got it.
Okay.
Josh got it for his week one performance. I believe James Cook. No. Josh and James Cook.
Okay. They both had it, though.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a TBD.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Josh had he had 3 touchdowns and 260-something yards, but that was just a typical Josh game.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Davis had made a hell of a play, but it was just a play.
Mm.
Cook, 10 for 44 on the ground. No wide receiver did anything spectacular. Kansas City does play Tampa Bay tonight, so there's a potential there, but I will tell you who's going to win the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
It's a Buffalo Bill.
No, it's not.
Because the biggest, who do you think?
Kimmy, because you nodded your head.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was going to be if it was going to be anybody,
Tyler Bass.
It'd be Tyler Bass.
It's the biggest. It's the best story of the week.
You're right. That would be a great play if he played offense. He's going to win Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh, did he specifically say offense?
Yeah, he said offensive player of the week.
Oh, you're
same
right.
thing.
You're right.
No, he plays
right.
on the offense.
No, he plays special teams, man. I've never seen him take a snap. I've never seen him throw the ball. I've never seen him catch anything. Never
he
seen him
points
rush
on the
for
board
a yard.
For the offense.
So does the defense.
I thought he said player of the week. Did he say
No, he said offensive player
well,
of
I
the week.
I may have just said player of the week.
You want to run it back? Let's go. Run it back, because I ain't going
to
let you live with this one.
Look at you trying to.
You douchebag.
You're trying to jip me
so
out.
So fast.
You're jipping me.
Listen for it.
Buddy.
Listen for it.
Why? What's the matter?
Shut up.
Why would
shut
I be so vindictive? What are you doing? What is this?
I'm trying not to punch you. I want to punch you so
punch?
Hard.
I know a buddy that can teach you how to punch.
Really? Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here? I'll show you how I punch. How about that?
You have him flustered this morning.
Flustered is not the word.
I'm so mad right now.
What's your stupid ass bonus pick?
Okay, my bonus pick.
He doesn't even
yes,
have
I do.
Oh, do you have it?
So I say somebody in the Bills offense will get Offensive Player.
You said offense twice, you idiot!
Right, I stand corrected.
In the same second!
Sounds edited.
Your AFC Offensive Player of the Week will be wide receiver Zay Flowers of the Baltimore Ravens. He had a 5-catch, 127-yard, 2-touchdown game.
Yeah.
So I guess now that we know Zay Flowers' stats, and with the Chiefs coming up tonight, we could essentially say it's shot and hit him with the buzzer.
You think?
Yeah, I think that's
official?
A safe thing to do, probably. Look at that.
So do they have special teams guy
of
the week?
Yes, special teams. They offense, like defense, one, yeah. special teams play of the week. Player.
How dumb is that?
You mean one of the three phases of the game? You just making noises now?
Apparently so.
I gave you every statistic that determined the game would end the way that it did, and you didn't want to listen. You wanted to make noises. I'm funny guy. Check me out. Look at me making crappy jokes that no one likes. Everybody hates me, and now I've embarrassed myself. Offensive, offensive, offensive. What did you say, offensive?
Well, can we edit it? She didn't even know I said it. Well, you may have...
Oh, yeah, cut it up. Yeah.
One for four. Or 1-4, 1-5. Pretty good, though. Pretty good. You got one. You got one.
All right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.